Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight I want to dedicate this show to one of my inspirations growing up, Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati. He was just, that show was just hilarious. And, you know, and he passed away recently, earlier today at the age of 81. So I want to get into that. I also want to get into, it's huge because, see, the liberals don't have much to talk about because it's like, oh, there's only two semis in Canada, and those two semis, they're all racist, and they, you know, and they're irrelevant because every other Canadian except for those two are pro-vaccine, pro-this and all this, and they don't have a clue. And then, of course, now they say that Justin Trudeau is got COVID. I think he's just hiding. We'll have to find out. But I guess it's not affirmative action or black action or whatever you want to call it, because you need to have a black woman on the Supreme Court. You have to have that. Not the most qualified person, no matter who it is. You have to have a black woman. You know, see, when I go to have surgery or anything, I want to have the best, most qualified person, no matter who it is. I don't care if the guy's from Turkey. If the guy's the most qualified person, I want him working on me. It shouldn't matter, but, you know, I guess, you know, when you have to play the race card to get your point across, it's sad. I mean, that's what's going on in this whole world. You know, it's complete BS. I mean, with everything going on, it's you know, like gun control. You know, if you're against gun control, then you are someone that supports mass human sacrifice. Okay. Yeah, I'm against methamphetamine, but it's here in mass in America. You can get it on every street corner, but it's banned 100%. What does that make me? Who knows? I don't know. I got so much I want to get into, but don't forget James 1, verse 5. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Thank you so much for tuning in. And is there a caller there? I think there's a caller just listening in, but if he ever wants to chime in, he can do so. But I want to get into this because we live in a world right now that you know, we all bleed the same color. We're all beautiful. They don't want us to come together. And when you have people like Kevin Trudeau that's saying what he's saying, and you got all these Democrats, well, having a black woman, we have to have a black woman on the Supreme Court. That is not affirmative action. No, we need to have the best person, the most qualified person on the Supreme Court. We need to have people that follow the rule of law. No matter what, you know, I mean, and I know what will happen is if you get someone that's right down the middle of it, okay, I'm going to do what the law says. I'm not going to be conservative. I'm not going to be liberal. I'm going to be what does the law say, and I'm going to go by it. And when you get someone like that, what they'll do is, okay, they'll come to the Supreme Court with something. Well, we want this leftist socialist ideology. We want to get this government control happening. So how do we take a vaccine mandate and get it to, how do we send it to the Supreme Court to where they have to rule that it's constitutional? How can we get health care that is unconstitutional passed? Well, it's not a law. It's a test. Well, you first time you came to the Supreme Court, you said it was a law. No, it's actually a tax. Oh, well, if it's a tax, and, you know, that's only, I mean, because I haven't seen much information about it recently, but in Las Vegas, they're actually trying to have a tax put on unvaccinated people to pay because they have to have testing. The only time you should have COVID testing done is if you have symptoms. You don't need to be doing testing three or two times a week or one time a week. It's ridiculous. It's a waste. A big chunk of the people that I know that have had COVID recently, like me and my wife just got over it, we had very mild. So, I mean, I've been way sicker than that with a sinus infection than I was with that. I never had a fever. I was just very tired, and it's ridiculous. And they want to fearmonger us, and I'm not putting down anyone that's had issues. I mean, most of the people who have died from coronavirus didn't. It's kind of like celiac disease. If you have celiac disease, you don't die from it. You die from malnutrition because the celiac damages the stomach lining, which keeps you from absorbing nutrients. You know, I've heard of people that died from COVID that when they looked into it, this is before the vaccine or anything, they had pre-existing conditions. They had COPD. They had lung issues. They had major problems that if they would have gotten pneumonia or bronchitis, they probably would have died anyways from that. And they try to say, well, look at this person or that person. And when you need to look at all the underlying conditions or anything they had that could contribute to the issue. And that's a big thing that, they don't want people to look at, well, was he 100% healthy? No, he wasn't. Could he have died from pneumonia? Sure. Well, there you go. You know, that's a big thing because they're finding out. I was reading where there was a couple of people that were doing bombings and stuff, and like people that do autopsies, and they're noticing that some of these people who've died from COVID who were fully vaccinated, they're having blood clots and all kinds of clotting issues. It's not every single person, but it is something that needs to be talked about, because even if you have 1,000 people and you have 50 that have clotting issues, that's something that you need to be aware of. It needs to be talked about instead of trying to push this stuff. The vaccine's perfectly 100% safe. There's never ever been a problem. And that's just not the case. I mean, because if the vaccine is so great and so wonderful, then why don't we have herd immunity right now? With as many people that have the antibodies and have vaccines, there's probably 90% plus of this population that have immunity. So why are we having mass problems? You know, if Kevin Trudeau was so pro-vaccine and he truly got COVID, then his argument makes no sense, because if he got COVID, he's vaccinated to the hill, because every Canadian, except for the two semis that are in Canada right now that are against it, he's just proving it's not working. I honestly think he doesn't have COVID. I think he's just hiding because he doesn't want to have to deal with the fact that these truckers aren't going anywhere. So, and then there's the talk I want to get into also, that the GoFundMe where the Ottawa Council, the Ottawa City Council or whatever in Ottawa, they're trying to stop the funds from being able to be given out or whatever. They're trying to, so I don't know if they legally can do that. I know last I read that the GoFundMe just wants to have a game plan from the organizers of how they're going to distribute that money out to the people. So it actually goes to the people that went on the rally so they can get paid for the gas or whatever, like it's intended for. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that if it going forward, because I don't know how they can actually stop people from doing, taking the funds from the people that actually deserve it. Yeah, like the what is it, the city council launches court proceedings against the Canadian Truckers convoy trying to target the almost $10 million in funds. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, and you have, and if you, and if they can get away with this, I can see if it's a Canadian, they might have, but if you're from France and you're donating to the cause, or you're from Australia, or you're from a different country, then I don't know how they can come after you and take your money that you're giving to them for what they're doing. It's a peaceful protest, unless you talk to Justin Trudeau, who thinks it's racist. You know, this is a racist convoy, and they're hateful and all this stuff. Well, so is a black trucker in Canada, are they racist? I mean, they don't have an argument. They can't make any sense. So what do? Racism. Oh, we're going to have a black woman as the Supreme Court justice. We have to. Oh, that's not affirmative action? That's not affirmative action? Oh, no, it's not? Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, I mean, it would be if it was a conservative wanting to have someone like that. If Donald Trump said he wanted to get a black woman on the Supreme Court, they'd be all over that. Like, that can't be. You can't do that. That's not conservative. That's not, how dare you? But when they do it, it's like, oh, it's not affirmative black. It's not affirmative action. It's not. They just don't. Just a double standard that's never going to end. So if my caller wants to chime in, he can feel free to if he wants to. Yeah, anytime, if not. But, you know, I mean, it's this whole world we live in, folks. It's this whole world we live in. I mean, it's, you know, especially when you have someone like Justin Trudeau that, like, takes a knee and, oh, it's okay. It's Black Lives Matter. They're a peaceful, it's a mostly peaceful protest, and you got CNN with flames in the background and burning buildings, and, you know, when we're just standing up for our freedoms, and they're having convoys around the world, and they're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. Just like the Stop the Steal rallies, we're not going anywhere. We are who we are. We're not backing down. We're letting people know that who they work for. So it's gonna be interesting because we're not going anywhere. We're not backing down. We're not stopping. Just because, you know, that's what the media thinks. That, oh, just give it like, oh yeah, they'll blow some steam, and after a week or so, they just, no, we're not going anywhere. This is huge. We're not stopping. And that's something that people need to wake up and realize. I think, you know, that's the problem with the media. When they try to play it off like there's like two people, if they even cover the convoy. Yeah, we got like two racist truck drivers who, you know, they have to be racist because, you know, since they don't support a mandatory vaccine, you know, they have to be racist because, I mean, you know, I mean, that's what I have to say because, you know, Justin Trudeau, like, when he came there, he talked about freedom and how Canadians have freedom and rights and all this stuff. And now he's like, okay, folks, you're a racist bigot if you don't think that, you know, I mean, I'm Justin Trudeau and I've got COVID and I'm hiding. But, I mean, it didn't protect me from getting it, but now they got these stupid commercials on like, the internet and on TV where, look at this. I mean, I got COVID, now I have major problems, and my COVID was mild, but, you know, you need to get the vaccine. I know people that have been hospitalized that have major problems, permanent problems, because of COVID, and they were vaccinated. I'm going to tell people, and this is a fact. If you're vaccinated, you can still get COVID and have major problems. If you're unvaccinated, you can still get COVID and have major problems. They're finding people with this Omicron that have had COVID and have antibodies are still getting sick with Omicron. It doesn't discriminate. It's less deadly and less damaging than the other forms of COVID, but there's still, people are still having issues. The vaccine's not protecting me. The vaccine's not stopping me. I mean, I wish it would, but it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, that's the bottom line, but, you know, folks, I'm losing my hair thanks to COVID. Now I guess hair loss is a side effect of COVID. I guess that's the latest I've heard. Erectile dysfunction they list. I don't know. Well then, how about you come up with a vaccine that actually works? Why don't you come up with a vaccine with an actual? Yeah, no. Well, you're kind of past that point because. You know, why don't we just not have a vaccine to begin with and let it naturally take its course and kind of go out? But no, we need to have a virus that has a 99% survival rate so we can have a vaccine that doesn't kill the host so it can go from there, you know, so we can produce variants instead of getting a vaccine. Because the vaccine's meant to population control and sterilization and all that stuff. So that's what's going on. That's the real reason. You know, because, I mean, why didn't they fearmonger us with H1N1 or the swine flu or the first SARS, the first COVID? That's another thing. I've never had anyone say, well, wait a minute. Like, when we had... When they found out that they would get Lysol and it killed COVID and you couldn't find it anywhere because people were find it by like the cases and I didn't hear anyone go, well, wait, how can COVID-19 came out? How can this kill something already? How did they know that already? Now, a lot of people don't realize that SARS-CoV-2 is what SARS was. SARS is the first COVID, and then this is a variation of it, you know, from a laboratory. Just like when they took Dan Bongiano off of YouTube and he did a whole, like a 4-minute clip, and he goes, well, here's Dr. Fauci saying everything we're saying now about how masks don't work, they're not effective. All you're doing, if you cough into the thing, any germs that come out of your mouth and get trapped, a lot of them get trapped in that mat. I mean, a lot of them get by, but there are some that get trapped. I mean, if you sneeze in your mask because you can't get it off in time, then you got a snot-filled mask. Well, what are you going to do? Well, you have to have a mask on. You ain't got another one. You're screwed. Oh, but it's okay, folks. They work. No, like in Florida when they took those kids' masks and the parents, after one day, had them tested and how disgusting they were. Well, we actually got one where I work. We have to wear them. Don't support it, but we have to wear them anyways. But and one of the packs is actually said on there, like, you're supposed to change the mask. Like, every, 4 hours, you should be putting on a new mask. Most people don't do that. It's just one of those things that, you know, people don't understand. People don't do the research. Wait a minute. How does Lysol kill COVID? I thought COVID's something new. No. SARS was the original COVID. Now we have SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. If you would say, hey, this is a laboratory mutation of the original SARS, I mean, it's an animal flu, basically. And you need to ask yourself, how can all of a sudden we get infected with an animal flu if we've never been able to be infected by it before? Why now all of a sudden? Why now all of a sudden can people get infected by this animal flu that they never could before? No one thinks about things like that. No one thinks of people like Kevin Trudeau or Justin Trudeau or any of these people that, oh, you need to get the vaccine. And then when you do, you need to get the vaccine. I got COVID, but trust me, you got to be protected. You got a double irony here. Either he's vaccinated and it didn't work and he got COVID, or he's hiding. And every once in a while, he'll come out. Oops. I saw some racist truck drivers, you know, because they're racist, because they don't want the, you know, if you disagree with the New World Order, the people that are trying to run your life, you're racist. It's just hilarious. Don't worry, folks. If you want the vaccine, see, that's the problem they're dealing with. Because they were hoping that people would just shut up and get, like in New York. Like when, before Cuomo was taken down, there were a lot of people that basically had this notion that were, they were like, they thought everyone would just shut up and get the, not even think and just get the vaccine. And when people were refusing it, they, you know, Cuomo from New York basically came out and like, you know, well, the vaccine was never really an option. It was get it or not at all. And that's the problem. It was never really an option. It was you either get the vaccine or you don't. It wasn't get the vaccine or don't. It was, here, you have an option about getting the vaccine. The option is you get it or forget it, you know. And that's the issue. People didn't expect that. People expected there to be an option, but when you finally had to admit that, oh, there was no option. It was basically you get the vaccine or nothing at all. There was no choice. There was no. And if it's nothing at all, then that means, okay, no shopping, no stores, no sporting events, no nothing. Because, yeah, you're not going to go anywhere. Like a guy that was going to Canada. And he's like, I got my passport and everything ready. So I proved to him that, yes, I do have my vaccine. And they said, oh, you don't need to show us that. Yeah, because you got a digital passport. We knew you were coming 4 miles down the road and you were vaccinated and everything was good. So you're fine. You can go through. Four miles down the road, they can, yeah. Yeah, they want to have a digital passport. That way they can track every single American and know who they are, where they are, what they're doing, everything about them. And if you're not a model citizen, guess what? Yep, you didn't vote for the person we wanted you to. Oh, darn, your passport's red. You can't go anywhere. Oh, yeah, you got between in the morning and 8:10 to go shopping. Good luck. And at 7:50, we'll tell you what stores you can shop in for the 10 minutes, and you won't know until that time. And we'll make it so that wherever you are, you won't have time to get to that store to even do your shopping. So. They'll try to control you. Yeah, they're trying to run your lives, and they're doing it on the vice of safety and security. We'll get people to give away every freedom they have to where we have total control of their lives to where they can't even crap without the government saying so. Hello, welcome back to CNN, where a man was just executed for using the bathroom without getting the government's permission first. That's right, folks. If you haven't heard, the Biden administration just passed a new law that says you have to get the government's permission before you use the bathroom, and apparently this person didn't do it. Come on, folks. We're trying to save water here. Don't worry, folks. We're going to save the planet by building electric cars with toxic batteries instead of using abundant fossil fuels. Yeah. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry, folks. We're going to solve the world's problems. But you got to start. What I want to start doing is finding out what the Democrats are going to support, and then start investing in those things. I mean, don't worry, folks. I mean, that's the problem. They don't see. They're having to bring this out to the street now. That's why Black Lives Matter was started, because, you know, people aren't buying this crap. Sorry, Biden nominating a black woman to the Supreme Court is not affirmative action. Yes, it is there. Yes, it is there, Lindsey Graham. Yes, it is there, Democrat. I'm so tired of the Republicans having a backbone, some of them, when Democrats are in power. And as soon as the Republicans are in power, you know, we need to meet in the middle of the aisle. Now, you can meet in the middle aisle with Democrats as long as it's about limiting government and giving more freedom. You know, our founding fathers said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And to the retards out there that don't understand, the liberal retards, liberty means 100% freedom. It says, "Give me 100% freedom, no question, no restrictions, zero restrictions, or nothing at all." Basically, give me 100% freedom or give me death. I will live standing on my feet. I will live that way. I will live standing on my feet 100%, and I will die standing on my feet before I ever live on my knees. That's why I always say, first, I will live on my feet forever. And if I die standing on my feet, I will die standing on my feet before I ever live on my knees. And that's what our founders stood for. When you talk, oh, I had some liberal say, that's not, that, you know, no founders ever said that. What do you think give me liberty or give me death means? It's give me 100% freedom or nothing at all. Not, well, you know, kind of freedom, you know, sort of, kind of. I mean, even Dr. Johnny Fever knew. That's why I loved him. Folks, you just heard another one bites the dust by Queen. That's right, folks. I can't really stand that song, but this is one I'm forced to play, folks. I'm probably going to have people hate me. I know I was never a big Queen fan. See, you can have, there's some people don't realize this, but you can say, okay, yeah, Queen was amazing for what they did. I just didn't like them. ABBA is horrible. For what they did, I guess it's okay. I just didn't care for it at all. If you like ABBA, Lord help me. That's what hell is, folks. It's a revolving door of ABBA and the Bay City Rollers, and you have to wear orange plaid bell bottoms and sit there. You may like ABBA. You may like the Bay City Rollers. You may like some of that music, but I can respect bands. Okay, yeah, I respect them for what they do, but I don't like their music. I don't like them. I wouldn't listen to them. I wouldn't go pay to see them. But hey, they're amazing for what they do. I just don't like it. You know, Queen were amazing at what they did, but I'm not a fan. You can have differences of opinions. You know, this whole, well, you know, if you don't get rid of Joe Rogan, I've never been on Spotify. But hey, you know, it's amazing. The fascists, the people who call me fascist are the ones that are fascists, that want to cancel everything. And how dare you? I can't believe. Well, yeah, you can say whatever you want to as long as you agree with my viewpoints. No, I've had people call. I have people say stuff that I disagree with. There was a group that came in that someone said, someone with my name, saying from my show, that called in, and it's like a, they have like a religion based on Star Wars. Like, I have a religion based on the Bible and Jesus Christ. You know, I can help you out, but if you want to believe That's your choice. I don't believe it. Yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ, so, you know. Like, I remember when Tom Petty did the song The Last DJ. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and say what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. There goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. You know, I'm tired of these people that like, oh, I'm suing Spotify. If you look at Ritter the Sky, because he doesn't, I can't believe you're allowing a non-liberal I can't believe it. I can't believe Spotify. I mean, and now I like Apple products and I can't, well, we're the home of Neil Young. I'm like, you just lost a crap load of money. I like Bruce Springsteen's music. His political views? Not a chance. I mean, I don't know. I'm so tired of this world we live in where, oh, you can do whatever you want to. You can say whatever you want to as long as it has a certain opinion. And if you say you support police officers, okay, you need to be canceled. You need to be shut up. Yeah. It's funny how they call the people. It's funny how Hitler was someone that canceled people and shut people up. And it was my way or the highway. And if you don't do what I say, I'm canceling you. You're done. You're not going to church. You're not doing this. And the people that are doing everything that Hitler did are calling the other people Hitler instead of, you know, Trump. What Trump's done is not Hitler. Trump wants you to have your freedoms and say what you want to say. You don't have to agree with me. You can think the vaccines are the greatest thing since sliced bread, but ask yourself, why are people still getting COVID? Why are people still getting COVID if they're fully vaccinated? And it's funny because I've had people that, I'm so glad I got the vaccine because I was less sick than I would have been. I'm like, well, I was unvaccinated and I was less sick. How do you explain me being less sick and my wife being less sick with COVID if we were not vaccinated? There's so many idiots that, well, because I got the vaccine, man, it made me, I was so, thank God, because I could have been hospitalized, but I wasn't I've heard so many people that say because it's Omicron, they believe they would have been hospitalized, and they praise the vaccine for making them less sick when I was less sick and I was unvaccinated. But then, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But only this is even, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They had, you know, I mean, CNN, as you know, has more employees than viewers. But they had a guest on their show, which increased the number of employees and people there. It made the ratio of people at CNN to viewers even greater for the employee part. But they had a CNN guest that basically said, Republicans' opposition to gun control is mass human sacrifice. Okay, how about you ban every legal citizen who illegally uses a gun? Okay, how about this? How about you arrest every law-abiding citizen who takes a gun and uses it illegally? That's not happening. See, I think this whole vaccine thing, this whole COVID thing was about it's about population control, and I mean that in both ways, like controlling people and also in the number of people. And I kind of feel like now that they've had, when they basically, like in New York, I think New York was the bubble bursting. When when Cuomo basically came out in the mail, well, this vaccine was never optional. I mean, we were like, he basically made the comment like, we were hoping everyone would just shut up and get the vaccine and we wouldn't have to come out and say, hey, this is not optional. You get the vaccine or you're not going to be able to work, you're not going to be able to go to school, you're not going to eat, you're not going to do anything. Hey, because we're going to control the food and everything. We're going to control everything and vaccinating people. The ones that survive the vaccine and don't die, that like small percentage, they're going to get what food we ration to them first. And if there's anything left, you might get something if you're impacted. You might. I mean, because we're going to control everything because, you know, because you are stupid enough to give up your freedoms because you want to make sure safety and security. I mean, it's not, I mean, nope, give me liberty or give me death. But you have, but that's, you know, and that's what they're trying to do. They thought that this COVID would be able to control people. And now that they have people saying, F you, I'm not getting the vaccine. You ain't going to make me wear a mask. You ain't going to do this. You ain't going to control me. And then you got, then they try to push, I don't know what to do now, because now we got these racist people that don't want to get a vaccine because they're racist, and we're going to have to try to take their guns away again because, you know, they can come after us. You know, they can take back their rights and freedoms with their Second Amendment. We got to do something. So I guess if you're against gun control, then you're for mass human sacrifice. No. Okay. No. How about this? Chicago's Mayor Lightfoot, if you support her, then you support mass human sacrifice because they have 10, 20, 50, 80 people dying every weekend. Well, not necessarily dying. That's like shot. You may get 30 people shot and 5 killed. You may get 17 people shot, 2 killed. But nothing's being done about it. I'll support gun control when Chicago goes without gun violence, if the gun violence ends. How about we take like a city like, why don't we take like Chicago and ban guns 100%, like no cops, no one can own a gun, no police officers, no one. See how well, and we'll test market it. How about we do this? Let's have fun with gun control. Let's let criminals keep guns because they're always going to have them, and conservatives can keep guns. We'll just keep guns away from. We need to have like we need to segregate and have like conservative stores and liberal stores, and the liberal stores they won't have guns, no police protecting them, nothing. You know, it's like if you go into a bank that's a liberal bank, they won't have, like, any security, you know, because security alarms. Because if you go into a bank and they have, like, a silent alarm and they have, like, security cameras, that is a trigger. That makes people want to rob the place, you know. So you're not going to have a bank robbed if you don't have the security stuff. So banks need to get rid of all those security systems. They shouldn't have a vault. They should just have, like if you want to put money in a bank, like in one of those like storage things, you know, like a bank vault thing, you know, that they have, you know, they shouldn't have locks on them because no one's going to steal them if there's no locks. The only reason why bank robberies happen is because they got security systems and silent alarms and all this stuff. I'm playing that Philadelphia logic that they did. Remember when they said, like, well, you know, the bulletproof glass, what that does, that actually attracts violence. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I guess I'm racist since I'm unvaccinated and I support mass human sacrifice. I'm glad my gun's not been involved in mass human sacrifice. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, folks. Just ask me or Dr. Johnny Rocket. It's just, I don't know. And I guess that's one thing, because I was having some conversations. I was talking to my pastor, and I'm like, I don't understand this world. Because when we had the altar call, I went up, and I'm like, I don't understand. I'm at a loss for everything. Stuff doesn't make sense to me. And I'm a make sense kind of guy, and when nothing makes sense, when I'm a race, like that caravan's now racist all of a sudden. Like, folks, I'm Justin Trudeau. 99.99999% of Canadians, Americans, the world, basically, everyone is against this caravan, but the two people, yeah, if this caravan is so tiny, then what are they doing trying to block that $10 million or whatever to donate? And you will legally have a right, because you're donating it to this peaceful protest, to sue them if they try to come after and try to stop that money. Well, that's what they can't argue anything. They have no, they can't prove that gun control works anywhere in the world. That's why it's mass human sacrifice. You're a mass human sacrifice racist, because you're on double secret mass human sacrifice. You're a double secret probation mass human sacrifice racist, because you're unvaccinated and you support guns. We're going to take your guns so you can't kill anybody. Because when a criminal sees a gun, he just wants to commit violent acts. And if we get rid of guns, they won't have the urge for violent acts. Why don't we just segregate everything, and the people that want to have guns have guns, and the people that don't want to have guns don't have guns. Show me where law-abiding citizens, if I support mass human sacrifice, and show me a law-abiding citizen who shot up a convenience store and killed 50 people and did it all legally. And I'm talking legally. I'm talking like citizens. I'm not talking like 50 people are robbing this convenience store and a guy comes in and saves the day by shooting all 50. I'm talking like a convenience store with everyone's law buying in there, minding their own business. You know, $20 on pump 4. Thank you, man. Have a great day. Yo, I need a pack. You got those Lucky Strike non-filters? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, man, because Lucky Strike, it's the best. You got it, man. $20 for a pack? Oh, no, I guess the tobacco tax. There you go, man. Right on, man. And get all those law-abiding citizens in there, and no law-abiding citizen is shooting up people. It's criminals that are shooting people up. But they can't argue that fact. Because I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I have a... Because law-abiding citizens own guns. Criminals get the guns, and that's the problem. Well, law-abiding citizens are the problem, folks. I mean, meth's illegal, but meth is everywhere. But it's okay, folks. They don't know what to do, because the majority of people are not buying this crap. And they don't know what to do, and that's the problem. That's why they had to do something with this election to rig it, because they know Trump was going to win in a landslide. I mean, I might have been born again, but I'm born again yesterday. I have my driver's license. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm smart, and that's the problem. That's why they took Black Lives Matter to the street, because since they have more people working at CNN than viewers, and for the longest time they had no ratings, well, how do we get, you know, how do we get this through? How do we, and now that this whole COVID thing is kind of, people want freedom. They're not, we don't, what do we do? We're going to have to quick come up with another variant or something. We're going to have to do something because they don't know what to do because the whole narrative is backfiring and everything that people, wait a minute here. Yeah, that's right. We're not buying this crap. Have people died from COVID? Yes. Have people died from cancer, the flu, AIDS, HIV, hepatitis A, B, C? Have people died from planes, trains, automobiles? Yes, they have. Have we tried to ban all that crap? No. Have we just learned to live with? Yeah, we fly on airplanes, and we've learned to live with the fact that a plane could have a malfunction, you can die. That's why they have. Hello, folks. I'm your Captain Johnson speaking, folks. We're going to be flying at 25,000 feet today. We're going from Seattle, Washington to Denver, Colorado. It'll be about a 1.5-hour flight, folks. I want to thank you for using who knows what could happen airlines, folks. I want to thank you. We came with that name because who knows what's going to happen. The landing gear might not come down or nothing. We don't know. But thank you for putting your life in our hands. Now we're going to get you over to our flight attendant as she does the safety checks. Hello, folks, and thank you for going to this safety training video. In this video, we're going to show you life-saving things on what to do. If you're ever over a large body of water like an ocean, which we're not going to go over, you need to grab one of these inflatable raft things that stick around your neck and pull the thing and hope the guy doesn't choke you to death. And they, you know, but they have to show you everything. And they do training because you've learned to live with, you might die in a car wreck. You might die in a plane crash. You might die here. This might happen. But we've learned to live with all these things. We've learned to live with the possibility of dying behind a plane.
Wait, what's that?
$40 for gas.
One.
Mom.
I might go get my meds.
But it's one of those things, folks. We've learned to live with every... Oh, but COVID, we can't see what's happening. Is this narrative falling apart? And they don't know what to do because now that people aren't scared of this virus and they're not wanting to wear masks, they're not wanting the social distance. Oh, this caravan that's racist. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you're racist.
I just forgot to pick up. I forgot to do things today. I got a lot done, but not everything I needed to get done.
But yeah, it's just one of those
stupid shield clinkers. Should be against the wall. Holy crap, coming into my house.
Yeah, we get like, yeah, we're conservatives, and we get all these like Democrats sending us crap that like. Now, if they put money in there that's out of my pocketbook because if she gave it to me, it's from my tax dollars, so it'd be kind of pointless anyways, but it's like, I don't understand. It's like, you know, it's funny how all these things like, save paper, like, go paperless and all this stuff, but then all these politicians send you stuff in the mail that you throw in the garbage anyways.
Okay, I gotta go up, call them right there. When it rains, it pours. This is for Rob.
And one thing I want to do, so I wish I would have like where the person that like if you have an envelope, you know, like where it's like the postage is paid by the addressee. Because what I'd love to do is like, because that's if you ever get something that has like. Like where it has like an envelope where the person that sent it to you pays the postage.
Do you remember what that's called? Do you remember that as a kid? Do you remember having that done? Where you could do that to people? It's called cash on delivery, CLD.
No,
do that.
No, they have a, like if you get something in the mail that has like a, where if you send it back to them, it has the postage paid. To stop them from doing that, you fill the thing up with a lot of stuff that's heavy. That will be able to be mailed in an envelope because then they have to pay whatever the postage is. They have to cover that. So you want to make sure it's heavier Does he have like a weight limit with the postage?
Look at this. Now we get done. That's it. In your show, look at how much different he is.
I know. Well, I can look at stuff. But yeah, it's just this world we live in. Nothing makes sense.
Tax stuff. Where do you want?
In that, there's that green. One of them. But yeah, it's just one of those things, you know. At least Dr. Johnny Fever got it.
The turkeys. Oh, the humanity.
It's just, we used to play radio station when we were kids, and we did stuff based off of Johnny Fever. I mean, if my buddy had the tape recordings of those, they probably got thrown out. Dude, they'd be priceless. We used to, instead of WKRP, we did WKFC radio. Oh, yeah. And we talked about how we had Church's Chicken. And then some guy came, and then we had some guy call me, man, what you eating churches for, man? Don't you want Popeyes? Like, no, man. When we done with church, we go to churches. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's PC. But we just had fun. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And yeah, wow. I'm going to get into some. I want to get into, I've got about 6 minutes left in the program, folks. And today is transfer deadline day, and of course, it's a disaster. I want to get into some Manchester United news because we didn't sign anybody. When Jesse Lingard wants to go and the manager lets him go and they got a deal for him and the board won't let him leave, it's just sad. It's sad. And, you know, I mean, today was kind of, it was a hard day because, I mean, this is normally like an exciting day, the transfer deadline day, it's all this stuff, and you're like so excited about the transfer deadline day, but it was all overshadowed because of Mason Greenwood and all the allegations that came out and stuff, and he is technically innocent until proven guilty, he has been released, I don't know what the court situation date is of that, but I mean, there's massive allegations and everything out there. It went 100%, 110% points to what he, I mean, that's clearly him on the video. Well, it's just audio, I mean, saying stuff. And I mean, I don't know how, with the evidence out there, and, you know, I think he's done. And it's sad. And that's why, like, when I go to church, my pastor's like, you know, you never put anyone on a pedestal. And that's why I've always been like, recently I've always been like, yeah, I have some favorite players and this and that, but I just want, I support a team, not a player. And when you have, you know, it's just sad because they were talking about it, we were talking about it yesterday. Mark was talking about how these people are put on a pedestal like they're, dude, they're just a human being. Sorry. My pastor can stumble just like I can stumble or my wife can stumble.
That does not make him any less of a Christian.
No, it
does
doesn't.
Not take away his pastoral.
No, it
what
doesn't.
It does, it makes it prove that he's human.
Yeah.
And we all still need Jesus till the day we die and go to meeting.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We have so many people that put these players on a pedestal like they're like, dude, he's a football player that's really good with the ball. So, yeah, there you go. That's all he is. But you have this, they're fallible. That's why they were, I always wanted to look in to see if they ever did anything with this because they were wanting to do something in the NBA because 5 years after they left, like, most of the players were bankrupt. I got 500 pairs of Nikes I'm trying to sell. Who were you? Oh, I was a has-been. I was a used-to-be NBA player. Oh. But, you know, I mean, I just look at everybody as, I mean, they're humans. You know, as big of a Grateful Dead fan I am, Jerry was always a human being to me. I never looked at him like a deity, like he's a god. So, but I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do. You know, I mean, it's just with everything that went on, it's just sad because you. But yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and you know, my thoughts and prayers need to be going out to the female that's suffering and everything through all this. You know, and I mean, she's never going to be the same. And he, you know, and it's sad. And hopefully, she loved him for him, and not, hey, look at the life I'm going to have. Yeah, I mean, I hope it was for true intentions, not like, hey, look, I've got somebody here that I can cha-ching. I mean, because you don't marry someone for love. You marry someone for...
You don't marry for love?
I mean, money. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I stepped out. If you marry me for money, I'm so sorry for you.
Darn.
Exactly.
Well, you better start figuring out something, man. I got to retire soon. No, see, my wife has my attitude. We got to try to legitimately earn the money and do it, you know, not this world where everyone's like, okay. But thank you so much for tuning in.
It has some green to it.
For the conversation I hope you feel a part of. And my wife's trying to get the garden planted before the snowstorm hits.
You gotta get them in the ground. How can they grow if they're not in the ground? Just saying.
I know. But we're supposed to get like 18 or something is what the Weather Channel said. Both days, 8 inches. So who knows? So thank you so much. And remember, folks, of the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. And I'm going to bed after I make dinner and I eat. And on behalf of me and everyone at WKFC Radio, bye-bye.